The National Weather Service is changing the way it sends out some cell phone alerts. The agency plans to reduce the number of notices sent out to mobile phones, with the goal of getting users to pay more attention to the alerts that do go out. At some point, you have probably woken up in the middle of the night to this sound. And if you're like many people, you rolled over and went back to sleep. The National Weather Service wants to change that. This month, it's introducing a new system for categorizing flash floods by severity, just like hurricanes and tornadoes. The risk level of each flood event will be evaluated as either base, considerable, or catastrophic, based on potential danger. Cell phone alerts will only be sent out for the top two categories. Robert Ballard is with the National Weather Service in Honolulu.
Now we have a way to sort of limit those alerts to situations which we would consider to be considerable impacts or catastrophic impacts. And that's when we will be sounding the wireless emergency alerts.
Ballard says the Weather Service can target alerts to specific regions of each island, but it's up to the cell service providers to decide whether they will notify users in just that area or the entire island. Those alerts can be switched off on individual phones, so users need to verify emergency messages are turned on if they want them. More information on active alerts can be found at the National Weather Service Regional Office website and on NOAA's dedicated weather radio broadcast. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ryan Thinnerty.